Welcome to the Songbook Series Podcast.
One, two, three, four!
Episode 1, the Songbook Sampler.
Sunday, the 9th of September, 9907. Here at Lo-Fi Studios in, where actually are we?
We're actually in Loma Linda, California, right next to Redland.
Loma Linda, isn't that where they did the baboon heart thing? We're here with a bunch of crumbs, as we like to call us, I suppose.
Splinter, from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Little small fishing village of about 150, Stumpy Point, North Carolina.
And you flew in for the... is this your second
this
or third?
It's our third year.
Three for three for Splinter and Kathy.
Kathy is known as the Splinter Whisperer.
Oh, I must be quiet on that one.
Mungo, you gonna be Mungo today?
Or
you
I am Mungo. I'm also Graham, but
Mungo is Graham.
Yeah, and I'm from a place called Redland in Bristol.
Matt, I'm Matt from Withville, Virginia. This is not my real voice. This is my 4 days of rocking voice.
Jason and Jan from a small town in South Carolina that we call Lancaster, but out here they say Lancaster, I understand. We love it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Some nut, the blue some nut, Agundo Chalada.
I'm Alec from Scotland, but I live in England at the moment. I don't have a nickname, but I think Sleepy might be one that comes to mind. I couldn't get a sleep, however I tried to do. And it's funny, but I live about an hour's travel away from Mungo, but when we want to meet up, it seems we have to fly to California to say hello to each other.
That's not cost effective.
I'm Tom. I also sometimes go by Morst. Sometimes I'm some nut or archive nut, or as Chris calls me, archive king. And, I live in Madison, Wisconsin, and I flew out for, this is my second camp out. Last year I came out and kind of decided I didn't ever want to miss one again, because it was pretty much epic and just great to see some great music, and I'm into doing audio recordings, so I got to record some great music last year and hang out with great people from all over the country. And
I guess this is how my life will go now. I talk to machines that won't answer somehow. The wonders and worries that come to me now. Guess I just had a close call. No use me rising, I'm left up for dead. The funniest shadows float in my head. I rest here a moment or head off to bed. I guess I just had a close call. So good night, my old friends and lovers. See you in dreams after all. Kinda hung around, almost touched ground, and I guess you could say a close call. I rung up a friend cause I finished a song. It's better than most songs and not half as long. I said come on over but don't take too long. I guess I just had a close call. I pulled down the drapes cause I'm tired of the light. I think the sun's setting and I welcome the night. A star doesn't know when it's dropped from the sky. It thinks it just had a close call. So good night, my old friends and lovers. See you in dreams after all. Kinda hung around, almost touched ground, and I guess it's say a close call. Cell phone will never stop ringing away. The sound gets just farther and farther away. A knock on my door, but the door fades away. I guess I just had a close call. wonder who writes all the messages down. For all the lost calls that wind their way round, like fades through the thin air, like a wise to the ground. Will somebody take a close call? So good night, my old friends and lovers. See you in dreams after all. Kinda hung around, almost touched ground, and I guess you could say a close call. So good night, my old friends and lovers. La 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 la, la 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 la. Good night, my old friends and lovers. La 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 la, la 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 la. Good night, my old friends and lovers. La 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 la, la 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 la. Good night, my old friends and lovers. La 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 la.
The very first porch talk was kind of it kind of happened out of the Hickman.
So this is Splitter and Matt here talking. So go ahead.
Well, basically it was it was a circumstance where the Hickman, for some reason, got bumped and kept being pushed back from coming on, and eventually. Eventually, they basically were supposed to go on so late that the guys were just like, man, we can't do this. So
they were going to go up against Cracker. That's what it was.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were going to go up against Cracker, and they're named the Hickman.
So they got bumped, and right after the Cracker set, it was Mike Finn and
They were loading their gear and getting ready to go home,
and Johnny found out that they hadn't gone on, and kind of sat there on the corner of the stage and said, you guys got your guitars? And they said, yeah. And he said, we'll play at the hotel.
Because he's also a fan of the Hickman, and he wanted to watch their music, and he missed out, so he's, I want to play music with you guys, we got to make this happen somehow. What are we going to do? And that's basically how Porch Talk started.
But the coolest thing was that, we started spreading the word that the Hickman were going to, play with Johnny on the porch. It originally started out, it was going to be in front of Johnny's room, which was 7.
Lucky number 7 for Johnny.
But what happened was, as I was walking out to the Hickman's, they do have a big... big-ass SUV. They were all standing back there, and they asked where Johnny was. Well, he was loading some equipment into the back of his... And after he left, I remember, I think it was Finn asked me to go find him, and I started walking towards the hotel, and I was walking down that dark dirt road. And as I'm walking down this dirt road, I see this silhouette of an individual coming towards me, and I can faintly hear the sounds of someone strumming a guitar. And it was Johnny. He said, Splinter. I said, yeah. He goes, where are they? And I said, they're at the back of the SUV. And he said, well, go get them. He said, meet me in front of room 7. But by the time I got him, when we got back, Johnny was enjoying a quesadilla in front of room 4, and that's where it started. I remember going by and walking past some of the little trailers that were there, and the tents, and I was going, the Hickman and Johnny are going to be playing in front of the motel, and I could see lights going, what? Click, 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 lights were coming.
Yeah, it was about 10 people, and a few would come from far away. Every once in a while, they'd just add on, and eventually, if you were up front, you look back, it was, 25, 30 people behind you
in all directions.
Yeah, Casey came and played.
Casey was playing Thaddeus' little guitar, the little one that was autographed by Arlo Guthrie. He was sitting there playing this little child's guitar.
I think David Emmergluck played.
David Emmergluck.
I got an idea. Why don't we do a little audience participation?
A song?
Johnny's not here, so let's mess up his music, shall we?
Yeah. Good morning, sun. All right, Splinter.
Sun goes down. Think that I would be alive, but everyone You've been listening to the Songbook Series podcast.